You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
So lately I've been thinking more and more about protection. Protection's essential, right, for your property and your money. And sure, you've got the Second Amendment for that, but what about your finances? I benefit from understanding the value of owning gold versus relying on paper money. That's why with every opportunity I get, I buy real gold and silver. I can hold it in my hand, my safe, and my IRA. I buy my gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group. Many Americans who share the same concerns trust the Oxford Gold Group for their gold and silver needs. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help. They're more than happy to answer all your questions, and they have a gold and silver investment package they can send to you for free. Reach out to the Oxford Gold Group today by dialing #250 on your cell phone and saying the keyword gold IRA. Again, dial #250, say that keyword gold IRA. Just dial right now for the Oxford Gold Group. Dial #250 on your cell phone. Say the keyword gold IRA.
It's amazing what we're asked to share online, especially around the holidays.
Oh, says here, upload credit history to get a DIY snowman kit.
Honey, you know I don't really like the snow.
Doesn't look like snow is included.
No one really tries to be unsafe, but every time you give up info and privacy...
Share driver's license for free samples of reindeer gamey brand jerky? Sure, why not?
You may give up a little safety too. Norton 360 with LifeLock helps keep your digital world merry and bright. With device security, a VPN to keep your Wi-Fi activity private, and identity theft protection, all in one. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but everyone can opt in to cyber safety.
Accept cookies to get holiday cookies? Okay, don't mind if I do.
Visit Norton.com/join and save 25% or more off your first year of Norton 360 with LifeLock. That's 25% off at Norton.com/join.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Jobless claims in the U.S. dropping to a 52-year low. Jennifer King reports.
It's more evidence the job market remains strong as the economy recovers from last year's coronavirus recession. The Labor Department says unemployment claims dropped by 8,000 last week to 198,000. The four-week average is the lowest since October 1969. The numbers suggest the fast-spreading Omicron variant has yet to trigger a wave of layoffs. Just over 1.7 million Americans were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended December 18th. That's down by 140,000 from the week before. Weekly claims have fallen steadily for most of the year. The unemployment rate has fallen to 4.2%, and employers are reluctant to let workers go at a time when it's so tough to find replacements. Jennifer King, Washington.
Authorities searching for at least two people believed to have been involved in the fatal shooting of one police officer and wounding of another at a northern Illinois hotel. The Kankakee County Sheriff's Office says two Bradley police officers were shot late Wednesday while speaking to people in a room at a Comfort Inn. The slain officer identified as 49-year-old Sergeant Marlene Ridmanic. An arrest warrant has been issued for 25-year-old Darius D. Sullivan. Also at townhall.com, another call between President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin today. The Russian troop buildup on the Ukrainian border will be the hot topic. A low-cost airline cuts flights.
If you're planning travel on JetBlue Airways, heads up. The airline is reducing its schedule through mid-January by about 1,200 flights due to Omicron variant's impact on flight crews.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Stocks remain modestly higher, helped by a bit of good economic jobs data. The Dow is ahead 30 points now. The NASDAQ up 72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas.
If you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere now. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. He's pushed for a massive tax increase, and his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. Job Creators Network works hard to fight these attacks, and they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They will prepare you to be a leader for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com now. That's joinjcn. They need you. America needs you.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Another record month for Nevada casinos as the state's gaming win topped $1 billion for the ninth straight month. That breaks the previous record of 8 months in a row. The Nevada Gaming Control Board reports that more than 400 Silver State casinos won more than $1.3 billion from players, with Clark County casinos leading the pack with $1.16 billion in winnings, more than $755 million coming from the Las Vegas Strip. Well, speaking of, marquees up and down the Strip honored former U.S. Senator Harry Reid for about an hour last night. The displays, which included a picture of Nevada's longest-serving U.S. senator in state history, simply said, "Nevada-born, Nevada legend. Thank you, Senator Reid." Reid, of course, passed away on Tuesday after a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 82. Well, both Clark County and Nevada's COVID-19 numbers continue to go up. The county's 14-day test positivity rate is now at 10.1%. That's up almost double from its recent low of 5.8%. And that 5.8% was all the way back on November 1st.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Just a quick scan of the traffic cams right now. Overall, it doesn't look that bad on area freeways. No major restrictions on the 95 or the 215. You'll touch the brakes as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, though. That's southbound at Flamingo.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts, deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, December 30th. It is the day before New Year's Eve. And all around the country, we've got different events that are being put on hold. Hard to do that with New Year's Eve. You can reschedule a basketball game. You can't reschedule New Year's Eve. I mean, you just can't. Anyway, we're going to talk a lot about COVID, Omicron, and a whole bunch of related stuff. But there is, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a panic that is setting in, a pandemic panic that is slowing all of us down. And it's a little scary. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, talking about new guidelines. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut one. This is Dr. Walensky. She is the head of the CDC and talks about new guidelines relative to, the quarantine, which, and by the way, we'd heard about quarantines. I had never until about a week ago heard about isolation, which is different than quarantine. But this was Dr. Walensky yesterday, the director of the CDC, and talking about the new guidelines that are just out.
Let me walk you through exactly what these new recommendations mean for you. First, isolation refers to what you do when you have COVID-19, most likely diagnosed by a positive test. Isolation prevents those who are known to be infected from transmitting the virus to others. Quarantine, on the other hand, is different. This is what you do when you have to be when you've been exposed to someone who has disease and are unsure if you yourself were infected. Quarantine prevents further spread of the virus in the time before someone may develop symptoms or from those who are asymptomatic from their infection. If you are infected with SARS-CoV-2, regardless of your vaccination status, you should isolate for 5 days. During periods of isolation, it's best for you to wear a mask around those in your household to avoid spreading the virus at home. After 5 days, if you're asymptomatic or if your symptoms have largely resolved, you may leave isolation as long as you continue to wear a mask around others, even in the home, for an additional 5 days. For those who've been exposed to COVID-19, quarantine recommendations are based on your vaccination status. If you are boosted or have been vaccinated with your Pfizer or Moderna series in the past 6 months or your J&J shot in the past 2 months, no quarantine is needed. However, a mask must be worn for 10 days following your known exposure, and we also recommend getting a test on day 5 after your exposure. If you're not vaccinated or you were vaccinated with your Pfizer or Moderna series over 6 months ago or with J&J over 2 months ago and have not yet received your booster, you should quarantine for 5 days following your last exposure. After 5 days, you should continue masking around others for an additional 5 days, and you should also get a test at day 5. If it's not possible for you to quarantine, it is really important that you do the right thing and wear a mask at all times around others for 10 days after your exposure. Here, we also emphasize that you should get a test at day 5. And if at any point you develop symptoms of COVID-19 during your quarantine period or your 10 days after exposure, like fevers, runny nose, a cough, headaches, or body aches. You should get a test and isolate until your test results return. And of course, then isolate if your test returns positive. Now, with these updates to our isolation and quarantine recommendations, I want to emphasize the critical importance of masking, which we know decreases the risk of transmission, as well as the importance of staying home when you're sick. If you're sick or have symptoms, it is best for you to stay home and to stay away from others. As we continue to fight COVID-19, prevention is truly our best option.
Okay, there you have it. That's Dr. Walensky. And again, the CDC has changed. You know, some are saying that they are just doing something different to be doing something different. If the other message isn't working, well, then we'll switch the message. That, unfortunately, is what we are faced with. Now, one of the things that's going to be interesting to see, you know, this has implications that go beyond just you at home. Think about the people, the millions of people that are traveling this weekend. And for one woman, I believe it was a woman, I think it was a woman, she had a weird experience. And a gentleman, Jim Dallas, on the other side of the glass, can help us out on this one. Explain what this poor woman went through.
Yeah, she was a Chicago teacher. She was on her way to Switzerland for a European vacation, and she was over the Atlantic in the plane when she started developing a little sore throat. So she packed a few of these rapid tests for COVID, and sure enough, she tests positive. So she gave the test. She was with two other people, and they tested negative. So they stayed in their seats, but there was a fast-thinking flight attendant. You got to give these people some credit. They said, well, hey, there's, you know, it's a full flight. So she suggested that she spend 4 long hours on the toilet. Well, yeah,
in the restroom.
In the restroom.
In the loo.
Yeah. Well, if she had to sit down, I mean, that's what she was sitting on, right? Because she was in that little closet-sized bathroom for 4 hours.
Now the question is, and it was what, Icelander Air, I believe it was?
Yeah, Icelander Air.
Icelander Air. Do they give her money back? I mean, cause she didn't get to use either her coach, business, or first class.
Well, she had to go to a place, apparently a Red Cross humanitarian hotel is where she is staying in Reykjavik in Iceland, because she's isolating for 10 days. Now,
they haven't heard of the CDC guidelines
yet?
No,
no, it's down to 5 days here, but it's still 10 days elsewhere, and she's in the middle of Iceland, in the middle of winter time.
And by the way,
Nice Switzerland trip there, huh?
Yeah.
That's where she was heading.
But she ended up in Reykjavik.
She's in Reykjavik for 10 days to isolate in this Red Cross humanitarian hotel.
Poor lady. Well, but I'm more concerned. She paid for a coach seat or a business class seat or a first class seat, which would be probably around $5,000. And she ended up spending 4 hours on the can.
Yeah. And
I think she's due a refund of some sort.
Well, yeah, I guess, but I don't know who's going to pay that hotel bill. That's the bad thing.
See, and that's, you know, you say, well, you know, to spend a week in Reykjavik, you know, it's a beautiful place and lots of snow and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got to pay for that damn hotel room.
Right. And the funny thing is the other people in her party, they went ahead and went on to Switzerland for their vacation.
Have a nice week to 10 days, hon.
Well,
so the rest of us are going to Switzerland. And as a guy that's traveled to Switzerland 5-10 times.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. It's my favorite place. I want my ashes buried in a place called Murren, Murren. It's in a TV commercial, by the way, for Hyundai, I think it is.
No kidding.
And it shows, you know, an SUV.
Oh, going up the stairs?
Yeah.
No, that's the one.
Okay, yeah. I don't think it's for Hyundai. I think that's for Range Rover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Range Rover. Very good.
Yeah. I'm a car guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I've been to Murin probably, you know, 5-10 times, and it's just phenomenal. Anyway, and it's right across from the Eiger mountain range, and you look out your window and you see the Eiger, the movie The Eiger Sanctions, Clint right. Eastwood, and I forget who else was in that. Anyway, I digress a lot. But anyway, this poor woman paid for a coach, a business class, or a first-class ticket and ended up sitting on the can for 4 hours. She is due some compensation.
Yeah, I feel bad for her because she probably saved her money up for this long trip, and she was going to spend the new year in Switzerland doing whatever people do over there in Switzerland. Ski, I assume.
By the way, will she be back at school on the 3rd of January in Chicago? I mean, just imagine. I mean, she's probably going to be out another 7-8 days.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is dated yesterday, so she's looking.
10 days from now.
Yeah, she's not even going to be able to get out of that, out of the hotel for, till what, like January 8th?
Wow. Wow. Anyway, we try and bring you the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is kind of the ugly, and it's sad, but it is very true. It's just a weird story, though.
It is indeed, and I feel bad for her, but the rest of her party, they're continuing on, and I'm sure they'll send her postcards.
and boy, will those students in Chicago have a story told to them, and it's a true story. That's the amazing thing. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us. One of the things I want to do is talk about this pandemic panic that seems to be setting in. And you've seen the lines around the block at testing stations and vaccination stations. I don't know what's going on. I will be honest with you. I have encountered at a family gathering either a great niece or something like that, who had the sniffles and had, she thought she had COVID, and she called a friend of our family's, and I was standing across the room, and you could hear her through the phone just bawling like crazy because she was sure she had COVID and she couldn't get a test. And this was on Christmas Day. Or Christmas Eve, rather. And it was horrible. I mean, it was awful. And she finally, she got online at midnight to book an 8 a.m. test. The test was, fortunately for her, was negative. And they did say, but here's the interesting news. You do have the flu. So, you know, everybody in that room might be coming down with the flu anytime soon. But people are just getting crazy. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now to you, and I want to find out if you think this is much ado about nothing, or if you honestly believe that this is something that we have to worry about. Dr. Fauci says if you're going to be at a party with 45 to 50 people, that you should probably not go to that party. And is that the way you're approaching New Year's Eve 2022? Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up in a couple of minutes. Good to have gentleman Jim Dallas alongside across the glass, as always, as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the Multicare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
What's that saying you have?
Yeah, it's tough enough for someone to have to walk through a strange set of doors because they need a quick loan. The least we can do at Dollar Loan Center is treat them like $1 million and send them home with a few hundred.
Amen, brother. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Attention, Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The holidays are a great time to get together with friends and family. Good place to do it is Ichabod's Lounge. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. It's a great time to get together with friends and family, and a good friend of our program is with us on the line. Tommy White, Business Manager, Laborers Union, Local 872. Tommy, first of all, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it, and tell me how Christmas went down at the Tommy White household. Hello, Tommy. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. Tommy, are you there?
This is not Tommy. I was calling about the